at the Mix in Belleville. One of our friends of the show, Charmaine Lovren, has reached out to us, and Arlena had a conversation yesterday with Charmaine. And I know he wanted to share a piece. She's got a book out.
Yeah, you know, and when I say share the conversation, Charmaine has lost her ability to speak due to ALS. She was here on the show only a couple of years ago, and I met Charmaine 29 years ago when we worked for Diana Williams Promotions in Toronto. And we got talking the first time we were on a gig together, and she mentioned she was from Frankfurt, and I was like, I'm from Belleville. I was like, we're instant friends, right? So we always kept in touch, and she's she's living in long-term care right now. God lover, Charmaine Lover, and founder of the Center for Mental Health Transformation, Lovern's Law, and author of God, WTF, is set to publish her second book, The Injustice in Justice. And it's a forensic look at the revictimization and sexual assault. And these are her words. So I asked her what she was trying to do, and she said, collaborating with legal prominent experts like former and prominent Judge Marvin Zucker, known for his verdict on the Mandy Gray case, a criminal defense lawyer, by combining their references, resources, and examples with exposing my own, her own, recent four-year-long sexual assault trial. Together, we unfold shocking evidence, experiences, and facts that show how the archaic justice system sets up victims of sexual assault and or crime to fail. And I know that Charmaine was also, you know, a victim prior to this particular assault years ago as well, like myself, being sexually abused. So I feel that this is a very prominent thing that we can get behind. I asked her, why are you doing this? And she said, I'm writing this new book with the intention to inspire and ignite students studying law and survivors of sexual assault. The act is a crime. The students are our change leaders. This conversation will help and show where and how to make systematic change. And for the survivors, I hope I inspire hope, strength, and perseverance to follow through no matter what on your truth. Holding the act to account is not the crime. You can follow Charmaine at CharmaineLovren.com. And I know Charmaine is listening this morning. So her crowdfunding for second book pre-order started January 25th and ends February 25th. She's already raised $3,600. If people want to pre-order, they can visit by going to the website, CharmaineLovren.com. She also just wanted everybody to know that even though she is struggling with her own physical health, that she continues to fight for sexual assault and sexual abuse survivors and victims of this, because the laws, and I agree with her, are way too weak and passive against predators and sex offenders. They get a slap on the wrist. Oftentimes the person who goes and tells of the crime, they're the ones that get re-victimized by the poor sentencing, as well as trying to make it out like the person is lying and fabricating these stories against the sexual offender. So the laws really do not weigh in favor of the people who are assaulted. They weigh in favor of the predators. And that's where she wants things to change.
Well said. 8:55 at the Mix.